beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that Neved Ivri is muta b'shiv shakninus. The Chumash says, "In Adon of Yitam Alisha, the Eved Ivri given a shiv shakninus, and then the Eved Ivri goes through, the shiv shakninus remains a shiv for Yitam Alisha." Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that Neved Ivri is muta b'shiv shakninus. The Chumash says, "In Adon of Yitam Alisha, the Eved Ivri given a shiv shakninus, and then the Eved Ivri goes through, the shiv shakninus remains a shiv for Yitam Alisha." The Gemara seems to understand this to mean that this is a special heter for Neved Ivri, that every Yad Yisrael is also an atayra to marry a shiv shakninus. And this is a special hat adopted from Neved Ivri. Where is the market for the Yisr? That a normal Yisrael is also the Shiv Kachninus? So we shall not understand, based on Gemaris and based on the Targum Inklus and Chumash, that that's the Pshat and the Kosev. Chumash Dvarim, Lo'i HaKadosh B'vnei Yisrael, Lo'si HaKdesha B'vnei Yisrael. That you're not allowed to have a Kadosh, you're not allowed to have a Kadosh. What is a Kadosh, what is a Kadosh? So the Pashup Pshat, the Rambam writes, the Pashup Pshat is that Kadosh means a person who is Mizana all the time. And a Kadesh means a professional prostitute who carries the Mizamah to him. Mukdosh. Mukdosh and Mukudosh means something which is Miyuchod Lekai. It's always like that. Like when you dedicate something to somebody.
That's a Kadosh.
A Kadosh and a Kadesh means one is Mizana Bikvias. One is always Mizana. But carries the Mizamah to him. That's the Pashup Pshat. Rambam says, in addition to the Pshutu Shal Mikro, there's another Kavana in the Pasuk, that any time that you have a funny Havoa HaPnuya, any time that a single person is Mizana with a girl, or a single girl with Mizana, you also violate the law of Lavi HaKadosh and Lasi HaKdesha. The Rambam, however, clearly indicates, that's the Rambam beginning of her facetious. The Rambam, however, clearly indicates himself in Hilchas Na'ara B'Sulo. The Maginishna in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus points out the Rambam in Hilchas Na'ara B'Sulo that there's no malchus on that. Let's say if you have a money habol al pnuyo shaloi l'shem ishus, you wouldn't have any malchus. The only time you would have malchus would be if it's mufkeres and mezemenes l'znus, or if the man is always mufkel l'znus. If he's a professional, he's always a kodesh. He's always a kodesh. But let's say the people are Mizana, let's say the girl is Mizana with a boy for 1 year, and she's Mizana with another boy for a year. But she's not with Keres and Mizamanis, she's not Mizana with everybody, whoever has to come. So then the Rambam claims that this is an Issa Deraisa, it's included in the law, but it's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra. The Rambam holds that this law is like a law Shabbat. The Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on a real Zayman, a real Kadesh. And as also included in the law, is any bias, any pani habol apnuyah. But if it's also included, then the Rambam Shita is that that's lav shebeklolus, like you learned the places himself in that Kav Dalet we discussed. And that's why the Rambam holds that there's no malchus on that. The Ravid disagrees with that Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, and he says that there's no isa deraisa mitam this pasuk unless the mufkeres and mezemenes nuznus. And maybe in isa resa, it's a different thing. The Ravid says there's no lav. The lav of Lassi Kadesh is only if the woman is mufkeres and mezemenes nuznus. Aliyah Kadesh is only mufkel nuznus. But in the case of Pani Habol HaPnuya, the Ravid says there's no love. In the Loshon HaRavid, it would appear that he's masking that there is some kind of an Isser, namely an Isser Asay. The Isser Asay, the Akronim say, is probably based on the pasuk that says, Ki ikach ish ishu viola, that the man should first get married and then have bia. Before getting married, he shouldn't have any bia. But the Isser Asay, the Ravid also seems to be masking that there is. But he says that there's no Isser love, that this love, the Sikh Desha, only applies to Mufkeres and Muzumenes Luzman. But in addition to these two pshatim in the pasuk, Shuta Shal Mikra refers to real Kadesh, a real Zayna, a real Kadesh, and also the Rambam says that Menat Torah is also included, and he following Habal Apnuya, Targum Unkelus writes on that pasuk, we see Kadesh and Liyah Kadesh, based on Gemaris, that Liyah Kadesh means a Jewish man should not be Boal HaShukho, because there's no Tfisis Kiddushim between Yisrael and the Shukha Gain. And Lasiya Kadesha means, the Gnosis Yisrael means that a Jewish girl should not be nevelous to an Eved Kinaini because he can't have any Tfisis Kiddush. The Rambam claims that this is only an Issa de Rabbonim, and Hilchas Yisuri Dio, and the Rambam quotes this Issa, He says that an eved tnayne b'shivcha tnayne is had a kedushas Yisrael, chay b'mitzvos ki'isha. So you can't say that it's an issur bo'ala kusis, bo'ala goyim. They're not goyim, they're chay b'mitzvos. So when I tell you what the Rambam claims, it's mutter to live with a shivcha tnayne. Mutter to live with an eved tnayne. And the whole issur is only with the Rabbanim. But then he says, but you shouldn't think, he opens that kalvinach, you shouldn't think that this issur the Rabbanim is, and the Rambam proves that it's so, that min ha-Torah, anyone is permitted to live with a Shivcha Tnayis or Nebek Tnayi. He says you can tell from the Parsha. But it says in the Chumash, in Madon of Yitam Aisha, Chumash says that the Adam can give a Shivcha Tnayis to the Yevet Ivri. What is that? A special heifer for the Yevet Ivri? It can't be. So from this Pasuk you see that everybody, every Yisrael is Mutab Shivcha Tnayis. That's the Rambam's right. But then he says the whole Issa is only with the Rabbanah, that one is not permitted to be Mezana with a Shivcha Tnayis or Nebek Tnayi. And then he says, "Valhi ovin zay kavi anecha shahari unkelus hametargein tirgein." On this pasuk, unkelus says, "The yekodesh b'bnei Yisrael." They see a kodesh b'bnei Yisrael. The Targum writes that it goes on bias shivcha and bias eved tnayin. How can the Rambam himself say that bias shivcha tnayin is and bias eved tnayin is only nisa de rabbanon? If he's the one who says that pana habal afnuy is nisa de rais, how can he say that bias shivcha is only the rabbanon? It's the Chapani Habalatni, there's no Tfisis Kedushin over here. So apparently the answer is that he had no sentence, that the only time there's an Issa Pani Habalatni, the Rambam holds that this too is included in the Issa the Rice of Vaisi Egdesha, is when they're both Yisrael and they could have been a Tfisis Kedushin, and you chose not to marry the girl. You decided not to marry her and you bought Leho anyway. So then you have a love, Vaisi Egdesha, Loye Kodesh. But with a Bia with an Ebek Naini, a Bia with a Shivcha Knainis, that even if you want to, you couldn't have any Tfisis Kedushin, because Ein Kedushin Tovsim Shivcha Knainis, and Ein Kedushin Tovsim Evet Knainis. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns out in the Pasuk, Shulach En Po Imach Hamor, that the Evet Knaini is Am Hadom Al Hamor. So just like you can't have Tfisis Kedushin with a Hamor, so you can't have any Tfisis Kedushin with a Shivcha Knainis or with an Evet Knaini. Or even an Evet Knaini with a Shivcha Knainis, like a Hamor and a Hamor, you can't have any Tfisis Kedushin. So there's no Yachas. An Evet Knaini doesn't have any Yachas to anybody. No Yachas of issues. No yachas of mishpacha, he's not related to anybody. He can't be related by marriage or any other kind of korban. So the Rambam sheet apparently is that when is there any said the rice of pani habal apnu, but it could have been kiddushin and they didn't make the kiddushin. But if it's but it was an evik nine or a shivcha nine, is that they couldn't have been any kiddushin, then you don't have the law. That's the Rambam.
That just goes on to right, which says the whole thing is in this verse again. Since you have a
misogynist,
it's his
condition,
it's not his
condition,
so there's no
Israel. But according to the Rambam, that it's a law. But good to time, that's what the Rambam would kind of be
all. Right, definitely.
I don't know about that, I don't know. Because we don't have any Hasagis Haraibid in Hilchas Yisuri Dio. When the Rambam comes with the whole Yisur Shivcha in Abit 9, he's only with the Rabbanah, there is no Raibid. But the Pashtus is, the other Mishnayim don't agree with the Rambam. The Pashtus in Gemara in many places is that the Issa Shivcha Tnayis and Evet Tnayi is an Issa Deraisa. And the Evet Ivri being Mutar B'Shivcha Tnayis is a special heter. According to the Rambam, what does the Pasuk say? The Gemara says a special Chiddush by Evet Ivri. The Gemara says Mefurish and Tmur. Special Chiddush, special heter by Evet Ivri that is Mutar B'Shivcha Tnayis. What's a special heter? If everybody is Mutar B'Shivcha Tnayis, why is it a special heter? Unless the Rama means to learn Pshat in the Gemara, it's not that it's a heter. It means that the Yodin is Mosul of Shivcha Tnayis Bal Korchoi. He doesn't want to have the Shivcha Tnayis. The Yodin has a right to insist that he should be with the Shivcha Tnayis. That could be. But the Gemara says more and more. The Gemara says a special heter. The Gemara says Mata the Yisr. What does the Rama do with the Gemara? It's the Chappel of the Rambam. That's why Abchaim has a famous piece on this Rama. What a Pshat. He did that Deichik there. Not from the most knockout of Chaim. If that pshat will have, Rav Chaim gives a pshat, how the Rambam learns that, how the Rambam interpreted that Gemara in Tmur. That's the machlok is the Rambam and the other Rishonim. No, the pasuk. In this pasuk, we see that anybody is mutar b'shivcha tnayis. Any Yisrael. We see there's no Yisrael there rises. What did the pasuk here for? That the Adam can be mutar b'al karcha b'shivcha tnayis. Probably was never made and never did. That's foolish to crow. That's Mufurish in the Pasuk that it's Mutta. We don't find in the Gemara that they ever forbid an Eved Ivri from having a Shivcha Tnayis. The reason Machleika is the Tesis in the Ramban regarding an Eved Ivri. We know that regarding an Eved Knaini, there is a double Kinyan. There's a Kinyan Maman and there's a Kinyan Issa. Kinyan Maman means, I own the Eved Knaini, Kishori Vahamori. He has to do work for me. If I demand he has to work, he has to do the work. That's a Kinyan Maman. In addition to the Kinyan Maman, there's a Kinyan Issa. What's the significance of the Kinyan Issa? It means that the Eved Knaini belongs to me. With respect to Issa v'Heter, what's an afkamina there? So one relevant nafkamina is that if I happen to be a kohen, my Evet Kenani is permitted to eat truma. Evet Kohen is echel b'truma. The pasuk says in Vayikra, kohen king yikne nefesh kinyan kasto, is committed to eat the truma. Another nafkamina the Gemara has is, if I have an Evet Kenani, he's chai v'nitzvus kisho, so he's also mechuyev to eat korban pesach. So the Gemara says, however, he cannot be memuna on a korban pesach, a pesach in an echel elu l'benuyo. You're only permitted to eat a korban pesach if you were memuna on the korban pesach before shechita. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Parshas Bo that you have to be memuna before shechita. So the Gemara says in Yevamos that finally base that an Evet Kenani can only be memuna on a korban pesach with the permission of his adon. If he has found a good friend, as a neighbor or whatever, and he wants to be memuna him on his korban pesach, all other free people have a right to be memuna whatever korban pesach they want. Masheni can the Evet Kenani, because the adon has a kinyan iser in the Evet Kenani, he has no right to be memuna himself on a korban pesach without explicit permission from his adon. So the we know that both of these dinim don't apply to Evet Ibri. If I have an Evet Ibri, he can imana himself on any korban pesach. He's a free man. And we also know that the Evet Ibri of a kohen is ain oichal b'truma. The Gemara says in the beginning of kiddushin that pshat in the pasuk toshev b'sarcha lo yoichal bo. Only if I have an Evet Ibri, if I have an Evet Kenani, then the Evet Kenani may eat truma if I'm a kohen. If the Ordin is a kohen, the Evet Kenani may eat truma. But toshev b'sarcher lo yoichal bo. If I just have a worker, then he's not permitted to eat my trumas. What does it mean, a worker? So the Gemara says, Toshav Asacha means both Evet Ibri. Toshav means an Evet Ibri who is a Nirtza, and Asacha means an Evet Ibri who is Koidim Shej. But neither Evet Ibri is permitted to eat the truma, even though the other one is a Koidim. So the Pashtus in the Gemara, and Yvonne the Sayin on the base, that's the first daf in Perika Orel, the Pashtus of Gemara indicates that only by an Evet Kenani does the Adon have a double kinyan, both a kinyan momen in the Evet and a kinyan iser in the Evet. But by Evet Ivri, all the Adon has is a kinyan momen, and he doesn't have any kinyan iser. He doesn't own the Evet with respect to iser behat the purpose. That's the pasuk shatna
gemara. Can I eat in korban pesach? There's Adon who's
no. You have to be Mimuna. Pesach is on an Echel
Minuyah. He's not permitted to
No. The whole Perik of that. Perik Risha. The whole Perik in suffering. But the Evet Kenani also has to be Mimuna on the Korban Pesach.
What exactly
does Kinyan Mama mean? Kinyan Mama means that the Evet Ivri has to work for me. When I tell him to do a job, he has to do it.
No, but doesn't Mama mean that I own the whole thing? So by Evet Kenani, why is the Kinyan isn't the one that allows us to see the truth?
I own him with respect to Issa Vahata, that's called a Kinyan Issa. I own him with respect to Mominus, that's called a Kinyan
Mominus.
Right. And Evet Ivri, all I have is, that's what Tosfos points out in the Gemara, and Yevamos are fine on the base. The Gemara seems to be driving at this point. When you have an Evet Ivri, all you have is a Kinyan Mominus. You don't have a Kinyan Issa. There's a famous Ramban in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin, where the Ramban disagrees with that Tosfos. Ramban and the Ritva claim that when you have an Evet Ivri, there's also a double Kinyan, both a Kinyan Mominus and a Kinyan Issa. That is Muta B'Shiv Hakninus. That every normal Yisrael is also B'Shiv Hakninus. Against that Rambam, nobody else holds like that Rambam. Asher Rambam. The Pashtus in the Gemara in the end of Temura is like that. That the Heter, Evet Ivri, is Muta, Lavo, Ashiv Hakninus, a special Heter by Evet Ivri. As far as a lot of Yisrael are concerned, there is no such Heter. So the Ramban says, from the fact that we have a special Heter by Evet Ivri that is Muta B'Shiv Hakninus, that's a Raya Brura, that there's a double Kinyan by Evet Ivri as well. There's both a Kinyan Moment and a Kinyan Is. The Shaila is, what does Tosfos do with the Ramban's Raya? According to Tosfos and Yevamos that find in the base, you see that with respect to Halachas of Issa v'Heter also, the fact that he's my Eved changes Dinim. It doesn't change as many Dinim as it does by Evet Kenani. By Evet Kenani, there's a Din that he can be Mamun on a Korban Pesach without my permission, and he's permitted to eat Truma if I'm a Kohen. By Evet Ivri, those two dinim don't apply, but we see that the din of the Evet Ivri does change with respect to Issa v'Heter, namely, the Evet Ivri is Muta B'Shiv Hakninus. Another Yisraelim are not Muta B'Shiv Hakninus. So the Ramban says it's a Raya Brura, that the Evet Ivri, the Adam has both a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Issa on the Evet Ivri. So Akhen Tosfos and Yevamos say that the Adam doesn't have Kinyan Issa on the Evet Ivri. This Tosfos in the Ramban is explained by Richas by the Yavne Miluim. And there's a Sefer, you ever hear the Tosfos HaChoshen? Famous rabbi. From a long time ago. So Tzais HaChoshen wrote a sefer on Evin Ezer that's called Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim is a commentary on Evin Ezer. Then at the end of the Avne Miluim he has what's called Shailos HaTshuvos Avne Miluim. It's not really Shailos HaTshuvos, it's essays unrelated to anything in the Evin Ezer. So one of the essays is about Kinyan Amin and Kinyan Issa. What's it all about? So he has an Arichas Dvarim. He points out this machlokes between Taisus and the Ramban with the sources. So the question is, Taisus is stuck with a kasha. How can Taisus claim in Ivana's Dafayin on the base that by an Eved Ivri there is no Kinyan Issa at all? How do they explain away the Ramban's riot? Pasuk in the Torah that an Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shiv Chakninis and everybody else is also B'Shiv Chakninis Menat Torah, Alpi Pashtus. Doesn't that indicate, oh, so if you hold like the Rambam, there's no problem. But nobody else holds like the Rambam. None of the other Mishnah hold like the Rambam. The Pashtus and the Gemara in the end, Tumur is against the Rambam. So what does Taisus do with the Pasuk in Chumash? So Taisus gives the Teretz on this kasha. They say, no, the reason why the Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shiv Chakninis, a special heter, because of the Kinyan Mamon, because he belongs to the boss. And the Yodan has the right to be Mosel Oshiv Chakninis, because the Yodan wants to have Lodas. He wants to have children who will remain Avodim Knainim, and the children will be, if they'll be girls, they'll be Shivcha Knainim. So in the line of duty, since he has to work for the boss, so the boss has a right to give him a Shivcha Knainim as well. That's Taisus down. So the Achranim ask an obvious question. Nope. So if I get a job working in a factory, and the boss says you have to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. So no Chil Shabbos, Mutter. It's in the line of duty. You have a job. You have to work for the boss. You're allowed to work. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Mechal Shabbos, no Issa. What do you mean? There's no Issa love al Hashiv Chakninis. There's no Issa to be bo al Hashiv Chakninis because that's what I do for a living. I work to do it for a living. It's also Issa. What kind of a teretz the Taisus gives? The Pilik Loin. That's what Taisus says. So the Yosef Engel has a sefer that's called Chosin Yosef. Has a lot of sparring. Among his various sparring, one of those that people don't even know exists is the Chosin Yosef. Chosin Yosef is Oris on the Avdim Miluim. He was once sick on one occasion, so he went away for a vacation in the summertime to relax. But he couldn't relax unless he would learn, but he couldn't read. So he had somebody who was reading to him out in the moon. Out in the moon was light. It's like reading Shev Schmeitz on vacation. So he was relaxing, and someone was reading out in the moon, and he was dictating to the guy running commentary, hey, Oris, out in the moon. Then when he got better, after he relaxed and he got better, he looked through the manuscript that the other guy had written. And he crossed out every 10th paragraph. He crossed out. He thought that it didn't make any sense. So the sefer was printed later from manuscript, and you have it goes all the paragraphs are numbered. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Gimel. Crossed out 10 paragraphs, then he would leave 10 paragraphs, and crossed out 2 paragraphs, and crossed out 1 paragraph, and it goes pages and pages, around 100 pages, a whole kuntres. Chosin Yosef, Heoris on the Avdim Milim. So this has Heoris on the text of the Avdim Milim, and on the Shalas of Tshuvas in the back also he has. He has a Heorah on this Avnei Miluim where he discusses this Taisus. He says, what's Pshat in Taisus? What in the world is Taisus talking about? That it's Mutter to the Eved Ivri, to be Mizaneh with the Shiv Chakninis, to violate a Nisa Derais in the line of duty. That's what he does for a living. Parnassah. So even Chal Shabbos is also for Parnassah. What kind of Ether is that? So he gives an interesting parrot. He says, what's the whole Nisa Derais of Shiv Chakninis? What's the marker for the Nisa Derais? So he says the only time the person violates the Yisra Kadesha is if he chooses on his own to be Mizana with the Kadesha. But if he's Takim Achuyev, Chil Shabbos with Chil Shabbos, whether you chose to do it on your own, let's say I shave with a razor, I eat treifis, I do whatever aver I do, so that person doesn't aver, it doesn't matter whether he does it in the line of duty, but does it for Parnassah, he doesn't do it for Parnassah. But Abo Ala Shivcho Knainis, that's an Yisra, it's not an Yisra Biyah. None of this is like Boal Achosel. It's an Issa Kedeshu, it's an Issa Kedeshu. The person is mafker himself with nus. It's only called an Indian of Kedeshu if he chooses on his own to do it. But over here, where he sold himself to do work, and the Yodan, he didn't sell himself in order to do nus. He sold himself to do work. And then the Torah gives the Yodan the right to insist that he should be Boal Ashid Pachnainis, so whenever he does it in the line of duty, it's not called Kedeshu at all. So he shouldn't have sold himself in the first place. Sataina, okay. Sataina. That's what the Ramban holds. But that's the Peladigatai. That's the famous thesis in Yavama Zayin Rabbeinu. The thesis claims that there's no Kinyan Issa in the Eved Ivri. The fact that he's Mutar B'Shiv Chakninis is a different reason. Because he does it for in the line of duty. What if he doesn't? What if the Yodon doesn't want him to be Boal Ashiv Chakninis? Yeah, that's a shot. That's a the Yodon does not insist that the Eved should be Boal Ashiv Chakninis. And the Eved wants to do it on his own. So the Achranim say that would depend on the Machlokes Taisus in the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's always Mutar. According to Taisus, it's only Mutar when the Yodon insists. Whenever the Yodon doesn't insist, it's not Mutar. think the Mishnah Melech or the Shar Melech. I think the Shar Melech points out this shaila. Is the Eved Ivri Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis on his own? If the Adam is not insistent that he wants him to be Bola Shivcha K'nainis. In the Shar Melech has the Shar. So I think the Achrayim say that it depends on this Machlek, it stays in the Ramban.
Well, what's Rabbi Yosef's angle that this is different than four Shabbos?
He's interpreting in Tosis like that. That here the Isra is Lasiya Kadesha. So Kadeshus means if you Mufkal Iznus. If you do it with Torah Iznus. But he's not doing Torah Iznus, he's doing with Torah Shibudin. So then there's no Isra of Lasiya Kadesha because of the definition of the law, because of the nature of the law. Okay? Yeah, the Ramban disagrees. Good.
Isn't that sort of like Darshin time of the Torah?
No, he's interpreting the Pasuk. It's not Darshin time of the Torah. He's giving a reason for the Pasuk. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Pasuk doesn't apply. Here he's interpreting this is the nature of the Isra. So whenever the Yisra doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. This is the Yisra. Parshas Mishpatim is the whole Yisra of all of Nezikim. A lot of Noshim also. Just point out the short Haoris. Some interesting things. I won't give any introductions to Nezikim. The Pasuk says, Yigov Shorish Ashorayehu Bameis. If the Shor is Mazik, another Shor, so you pay chatzi nezik if it's a shor tam, and then if it's a shor amuad, shalem shalem shor tachas ashor, you have to pay nezik sholem. So the Chumash says, ki gof shorish and shoreyehu, Ibn Ezra quotes a pshat in the name of Ben Zuta. Ben Zuta was one of the Karoim who wrote a commentary on Chumash. Ibn Ezra quotes every so often in fascinating interpretations from the Karoim, and he attacks them all. They quote an interpretation here, shoreyehu means that the one shor is friendly with the other shor. His buddy. So Ibn Ezra makes fun of the Ben Zuta. He says it's ridiculous. In Tanakh, you never find the word Re'ehu on Behemoth. Re'ehu means Shor Ish. A Shor Re'ehu, my Shor, injured the Shor of my friend. Not Shor Re'ehu, the Shor's friend. And then he concludes and he says, Ve'ehu le Shor Re'ehu ela Ben Zuta Bovat. The only friends that the Shor has are Ben Zuta. So the guy's a moron. Then he quotes another Ben Zuta later in the Parsha. This is a famous one, this you should know. Then he has another Ben Zuta later in the Parsha. There's a Pasuk that's so unclear. Pasuk in the end of Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches, Meleyoskvi Demachal Osa Acher, Chorbonecho Titen Li. What does it mean, Meleyoskvi Demachal Osa Acher? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Tmura that Meleyoskva, Rashi quotes, Meleyoskva refers to Bikurim, and Demachal refers to Truman. And lo se'acha means lo teshana seder haproshoson. And the Gemara says that this is the pshutu shal mikro. The Targum Unkla says leyoska is bikurah, bikurim. And Dimachi just says dimach, but the Gemara says that it means trumas and maisa. That one is forbidden, it's a lav deraisa. One is forbidden to be meshana the seder haproshoson. Means the farmer has to suppose first be mafresh bikurim, then he has to be mafresh truma gedoyla, then maisa rishon, and then maisa sheni in the correct order. If you mafresh one before the other, even though the end result is you've been mafresh everything you're supposed to be mafresh, you have violated this law and you get malchus. The Gemara says in Torah, this is the pshutu shal mikra. This is the pshat of the pasuk. But it's really a difficult pasuk. The wording of the pasuk, how does the word melayoska come to mean bikurim? The Rashi says it's bikurim is because kishet tismali tvuasa li his bashel. When the tvu is fully ripened, then you bring bikurim. And dimacho, why is dimacho shumah? Rashi in Tosfos and Tmura has a difficult time. So the Ibn Ezra quotes an interpretation from Ben Zuta again. He says, Malayoscha means when your wife is pregnant, she's full. Malayo. Dimacho means the tifas hazera, when the husband is goalishka to make his wife pregnant. He says, Lo siyacher, you shouldn't postpone getting married. You should get married at a young age. That's the pshat in the pasuk. So he makes fun of Ben Zuta, and Ben Zuta says, this is a real pshat. Karoim attack the Gemara all the time. Yeah, Gemara's making up pshatim. The real pshat is this. You have to make your wife pregnant very soon. You shouldn't postpone. And then the pasuk fits in, and then your first baby is born. The pasuk fits in very well. The way, according to the way the Talmud says, is referring to Bikurim and Shuma, and then it says, picking up bed. What's the connection? So that's what Ben Zuta claims as Pasuk Pshat. So the Ibn Ezra attacks him. He says, so why does the Chumash say Malayoska first and then Dimacho? You should say Dimacho, Malayoska lo se'acher. First he's Boalishta, and then she becomes pregnant with a big Malaya, then she becomes fully pregnant. So he says that the guy is wrong. He makes fun. He quotes a lot of times Ben Zuta and Chumash in order to attack him, show that he's not right. Later on the Parsha, the beginning of Shishi, Ibn Ezra quotes another Pshat that she attacks very bitterly, but this Pshat grabs from the Gaonim. A lot of Gaon held this class. This is not from the Kavod. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Shishi, after all the dinim are up, then you have Agarta at the end. So it says, הנה אנך שלח מהלך לפנך ולשמוך בדרך ולהב יחל המוכן שחקי נויסי. So if you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem is going to protect them. כי יהיה לך מהלך לפנך, my מהלך will go before you, will precede you. And you better listen to my מהלך. ישום פנך ושמע בקולו. You have to listen to the מהלך. אל תמר בו. You mustn't revolt against the מהלך. כי לא יישא לפי שעכם. כי שני בקיר בו. Who is this מהלך? Rashi quotes a whole shot from the Medrash with the Malachus. Yishmi v'kirban. Medrash has a whole Arichus Bar. Tatron Shmo Kishen Rabba. So the Shverev is Kabbalah Zal. We don't know exactly what the Pasha Pshat is. So the Gaonim have in the Tshuvas HaGaonim an Arichus Bar. They say the Pshat in the Malach means that it's a Sefer Torah. Yishmi v'kirbo. The Shem Hashem is written in the Sefer Torah. And it says, Lo Yisod Fisha Achem means it's not a malach, a being, a physical being. It means the Torah. And the Torah will lead you when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Listen to the laws of the Torah. You're going to say that. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. The Torah will not forgive any averus. It means the Torah is the midas adin. The Rebbe Shlomo may forgive. Like the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Shalom lo chachma. Yes, the Torah, what should be when a person sins? So the Torah says, everybody says he has no way to get forgiveness. The Torah says, bring a carbon if it's b'shoigei. It was amazing, there's no way to get kapara. And the Novi said, Shalom in Abu, yes, in Abin, what is the person doing that? Hashachatas, is he Thomas? He should drop dead, and so on. Then the Rabbanu Shalom says, no, I'll forgive him. So the Pasuk, that's the way the Gaonim interpret this Pasuk. Lo yisol fi shachem. From the viewpoint of the Torah is b'midas adin, there's no forgiveness for sins, so you better be careful not to do any other. Ibn Ezra doesn't like that Pshat, he has a whole attack. He says it means a malach. Malach means a malach, doesn't mean a sefer Torah. Big problem in the United Nations in this week said. It says in the Chumash, Lo Sichos Lohem, V'Leloheihem Bris. There's an Issa Kris's Bris with any Uma which is Eved Avodah Zarah. Pasha Pshat. So the Shaila is if, how can the Israeli government join the United Nations? The United Nations has included nations that are of the Avodah Zarah. But then he said their eyes. But Taisus in Yibamis has 2 days. One day in Taisus says that the lab le sichus lahem le lahem bris only applies to the Zionists. Doesn't apply to any other nation, even though they're of the Avodah Zarah. Another day in Taisus says it only applies le sichus lahem le lahem bris. If the Kris is bris, let's say a peace treaty with Egypt. Are Egypt officially of the Avodah Zarah? What's the official religion of the country? Christians or Muslims? Muslim is not there. But let's say there are countries in the United Nations that are officially Christian. No. Christians are officially Avodah Zarah. But Christians are officially Avodah Zarah. Can the State of Israel make a treaty when you enter the United Nations? Then you may be having a non-aggression pact with all the other members of that organization, that association. So one day in Taisus says that the Yisr only applies to the Zionists. Okay, so it doesn't apply. Another day is that it only applies to Hemel Eloheihem Bris. If you make a Kris's Bris, the shame of Avodah Zarah. The other nation comes that we want to make a treaty with our religion, with our God. So the United Nations doesn't do that. They happen to be Spain or whatever. There are a lot of countries that are officially Christian. But the United Nations treaty, the United Nations peace agreement among all the members, has nothing to do with their religion, just with the nation. Yes. But then another day in Taisus says that it's Takosim, that it's an Issa Deraisa, even if it's not Lohem Vilei Lohehem, Lohem alone. And it's an Issa Deraisa, even if it's not the Zionists. It's an Issa Deraisa with any nation that's Ovid Abu Dizar. That's a serious problem. Rabbi Soloveitchik was once asked this when we were learning Gromis. Somebody asked him, shouldn't there be an Issa Deraisa to join the United Nations? So he's looking at places and he said, the good thing the Mizrahi wasn't in the government. And they formed the Medina. But they didn't ask any shaylos. At the time they joined the United Nations, they didn't ask any shaylos. So Siri Shaila Deraisa. This week is Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim, the Tanoi made a takana that the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Ador, you have to learn Parsha Shkolim because Mishnah says in first Mishnah Shkolim says Be'echad Be'ador Mashmiyim Al Shkolim. Why? What is Shkolim all about? The Korbanos Tzibur, namely the Tzmidim and Musafim, which were offered every day and every Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh in the Beis Hamikdash, had to be paid for by Mamon HaTzibur. Let's say if a private person comes, he's going to give. Let's say Jesselson is going to give all the money to buy all the Korbanos Tzibur. So the Gemara says that you're not Yotze. There was one of the fights between the Tzlukim and the Prushim. The Tzlukim were of the opinion that Yochid Nisnadiv Korban Tzibur. That if a private person wants to, he can pay you all the money, and the Korbanos will be offered on behalf of Kol Yisrael, just like the Gemara has a din, that I can pay money and buy a Korban on your behalf. Let's say you have to buy a Korban. Somebody was Machal Shabbos Yishayyeh, somebody said Harei Alai Shlomim, somebody said Harei Alai Oilo, whatever, and he can't afford it, he can't afford it, whatever. So the Gemara in Nozil learns that from a Pasuk, that one person can be Magdush a Korban, I can pay the money and be mafresh the carbon on the understanding that you should become the bala carbon and should be offered on your behalf. So just like this applies to a carbon yachid, so the tzedukin, the zman bayis, were of the opinion that a yachid is misnadiv carbon sivur as well. And they derived it from the pasuk that it says, lachmi v'yishai rech nechechi tishmeru. What's the pasuk again? I forgot. Yeah, but I forgot which pasuk they learned it from. I don't know. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that the tzedukim interpreted to mean that a yochid can fund all of the karbonos tzibur. And the Gemara says, no, we don't pasuk like that. That's only a yochid can pay for a karbon of another yochid. You can have magid shamanoshis kapabay havero, but a yochid should pay the money on behalf of the tzibur. That's not good because the pasuk says tishmeru. Losha Rabbi means that everybody has to pay for it. How does everybody pay for it? So you have, that's the collection of the Matzis HaShekel. In the beginning of the year, all the men of Kol Yisrael have to give a Matzis HaShekel. Matzis HaShekel is the minimum. The Bezna Godel has to figure out how many Karbanos they're going to need this year. They don't have the same number of Karbanos every year. If you're going to have another Sheni in 1 year, then you're going to have so many more Karbanos. There are going to be two more Tminim every day, and two more Mesafim every Shabbos in that extra month. And if they then they have to figure out ahead how much of the Jewish population is going to give Matzah Shekel. They're going to have a lot of conservative reform they're not going to give. A lot of people are not going to give. Then they have to start figuring out, they have to figure out how many behemoths they're going to need this year. How long is the year going to be? How many behemoths they're going to need? Meet them with extra, 13 months, 12 months. How much are the behemoths going to cost? They have to figure out whether the price of animals is going to go up. And then, and how many people are going to pay Matzah Shekel? So based on these calculations, they have to be koveya how much everybody has to give for Matzah Shekel. So the Mishnah says in Shkolim that Matzah Shekel is the minimum. You can't give less than Matzah Shekel. But it's usually going to be much more than a Matzah Shekel. So the Bezim will figure out based on how many people are going to give and how much the price of behemoths, what is the price of behemoths? And how many korbanos we're going to need this year? Everybody has to give 50 Shkolim. So then they say everybody has to give 50 Shkolim. The din ha'oshel ha'yarbe v'hadal o'yamid doesn't mean you're not allowed to give more than Matzah Shekel. No one should give more than the other guy. Everybody gives the same amount. So the Bez Nagol is kaveh. This year, Matzah Shekel is 50 shkol, 100 shkol, whatever. So whatever the kaveh, everybody has to give the same amount. And ha'oshel ha'yarbe v'hadal o'yamid, the rich person shouldn't decide he wants to donate more. Matzah Shekel is not bo b'neder and adobo. If you're mechuyev to give, you give that amount. You're not mechuyev to give more than that amount, that person is kaveya. So you're not allowed to give b'nedobah. Mishnah says if a nochri wants to donate an oil or shlomim, mekablim hemena. But if a nochri wants to donate a chatas v'yoshim, a korban pesach, a matzah shekel, then mekablim hemena. Zeh haklal. Mishnah says in shkol, koshen nida v'nida, anything that Israel can volunteer, so a nochri can bring it also. He can also volunteer it, namely oil and shlomim. But koshen nida v'nida, whatever korbanos cannot be volunteered, like a korban pesach, he cannot volunteer. Either you're mechuyev or not mechuyev. And chatos and noshim and shkolim cannot be volunteered. So that's why the Mishnah says in shkolim, you cannot accept machzor shekel from a nochri. So that's the din. The bezna has to be koveya how much you're going to give machzor shekel. And even if all the people are religious, and there's going to be a surplus of money, they can never give less than machzor shekel. That's what the Mishnah says. Machzor shekel is the minimum. Everybody has to give at least machzor shekel. What are they going to do with all the extra money? So the Gemara discusses, what do you do with the moisa trumas halishka, what do you do with the shiori halishka? Sugis in the last parak, and stupis, and mishnais, and shkolim, and sugi and kiddush, and a lot of Gemara is about that. What do you do with the leftover money?
What if an ani can't pay the higher amount?
Right, if a person is too poor to afford it, so then the Gemara says, shokol o shiklo, the Mishnah in the Dorm has, alam and hey, somebody else can give matzah shekel on my behalf. It's not a violation of Asher Layab. Asher Layab means, I want to donate to the shkolim instead of a half of the shekel. You're not allowed to donate. But if I say, here there are 200 people in this community, I want to give 100 shkolim to cover Matzah Shekel for everybody. So that's good. Mishnah says, shekel or shekel. One person can give on behalf of somebody else. That's the halacha, that a person can be magdash al menashe is kapa by chavera. Rabbi Chana Vassman quotes in the name of Reb Shimon Shkoch. Morav Rabbi Egon Reb Shimon HaKoyin HaGodol. He was a tall man and he was a Koyin. He called him HaKoyin HaGodol. It wasn't a Koyin HaGodol, it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. Shkoch just died before the war. So he quotes in the name of Reb Shimon Shkoch that from that Mishnah, Shokol HaShiklo, the Mishnah in the Dorm, Laflamahen, the Gemara in the end of Ksuvis, has a whole discussion on that Mishnah, the whole institution of Shokol HaShiklo, I can give my Shekel on behalf of somebody else. He brought a raya from that Mishnah to the Chakira of the Mishnah HaMelech. We discussed the subject from the Mishnah HaMelech at the beginning of the year. On the second half of Makis, there's a Mishnah in Ksuvis that talks about Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro. If Reuven or Shimon are $100, and an outsider comes in, Levi comes in, and he pays up the debt on behalf of Reuven, so the Mishnah says, Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro, so the Malva has no right to collect from the Loiva now. So the Mishnah HaMelech, and Malva for Loiva raises the subject, what's the nature of that debt? Is the Pshat and Halacha Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro, that it's a Piron, that a Piron can be done not only by the Loiva, the one who has the Shibir Aguf, an outsider can also make a Piron, or is the Pshat no? The only person who can make a Piron is the one who has the Shibir Aguf. An outsider can never make a Piron, but if an outsider comes and he gives you the $100 and he says, this is for the Chayiv that Reuven owes you, so when you accept the money, it's understood that you're being Meichel Lechov. So once the Malva is Meichel Lechov to the Loiva, so he has no right to collect from the Loiva again. This is a suffix that the Mishnah Melech raises. What's the nature of the din of Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro? This is the Ramah in Yeridei and Shinhei, Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. The Ramah quotes in the name of the Tshuvas HaRivash that you can't do Pidyon HaBen al Yedei Shliach. Pidyon HaBen has to be done davke in person. And the Chassam Sofer says the famous pshat, because Pidyon HaBen is Zecher L'Makas B'choris, and this is the Makas B'choris, Ani Hashem, Ani V'Loi HaShaliach. So just like the Rabbanu Shalom did the Makas B'choris in person, he didn't send the Shliach, so to the Pidyon HaBen has to be done davke in person, not al Yedei Shliach. That's what the Ramah quotes in the name of the Rivosh. Pidyon HaBen has to be done by the person, cannot be done by anybody other than the person. So let's say a baby boy is born, and the father is not alive, or the father is not observant, he doesn't want to do Pidyon HaBen. Baby's a cut until he's bar mitzvah. So can somebody else do Pidyon HaBen? Let's say I adopt a Jewish child. If I adopt a Goyish child, I'm a guy or the kid, and there's no Pidyon HaBen. So Mishnah is like that. There's no Pidyon HaBen on a ger, even though he's a Petah Rechen for his Shiksama. But let's say if I adopt a Jewish child, and the father's not around, whatever. Father's not around. There is no father, whatever, to do the Pidyon HaBen. Can somebody other than the father of the baby, and other than the baby himself, can somebody else do Pidyon HaBen? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah quotes the Rivosh, that nobody other than the father of the baby, or the child himself, after Bar Mitzvah, can do Pidyon HaBen. That's the din, ani v'lo yashliach. So not aydei shliach, and not aydei ach, and not aydei bez, nobody else. And the Shach, and the Vilna Goyen, the Shach quotes at Tzedal HaDerech. Tirish and Chumash, and the Vilna Goyen, they both disagree, and they say, what are you talking? You never heard of the din of Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro, that the Chayv is Paru? So let somebody else pay the Pidyon HaBen money, it'll be Paru. So then it's not so poshut. The Mishnah Melech had a sofek. Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro, is the Chol Parua, or is it that you're coaxing the Malva to making a Mechila? So if the idea is that you got the Malva, the outside, you got the Malva to make a Mechila Sachov, so then it wouldn't apply to Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, you're not Yaitzif, the coin is Meichel, the five Shkolim. You have to pay the money to the coin. You can't get him to be Meichel. If he's Meichel, you're not Yaitzif, Pidyon HaBen. So Reb Shimon Shkop is quoted by Rabbi Chanan as bringing this right. It's not often a Mishnah in the Dorim Naflam and Hei Shokol or Shiklo that somebody else can give Pidyon HaBen. Somebody else can give Machzah Shekel on my behalf. So Reb Shimon Tainet, if the vart of Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro is at the Chovis Parua, then we understand that by giving 100 shkolim for 200 people, I'm Yotzei, everybody, all 200 people are Yotzei Machzah Shekel. I was Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro, and everybody's covered. But if the pshat of Parei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro is that I got the other guy to be Meichel, I got the Malva to be Meichel the Chov to the Lover, well, what do you mean? I give the Gizba Shal Hekdush, I put 100 shkolim into the big box, into the keren, in the Beis HaMikdash, and I got the Gizba Shal Hekdash to be Meichel everybody. I got the Rebbeinu Shlom to be Meichel everybody. They're Machzah Shekel. They're not Meichel any Machzah Shekel. Everybody has to give Machzah Shekel. Just like by Pidyon HaBen, if the coin is Meichel, you're not Yotzei, so the Machzah Shekel also doesn't help if you're Meichel. So Reb Shimon says, from here is an open araya, that HaParei Chol V'Shal Chaveiro is called the Ma'aseh Piron. So that means it's not such a good right, because you can say, like we just said before, that Shokol HaShiklo is not halacha that I'm paying up the choy for the other person. It's a mitzvah hakdoshe. When you give a machzah shekel in the pushke, in the big keren, in the box, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're called shofros. They used to be in the shape, it had a big hole on top, and then it went narrower on the bottom. So the shofar said they had the basement. There was one shofar that was called Taklan Charetin, new shkolim, shkolim chadoshim. There was one shofar that was called Taklan Atikin, old shkolim. So the two pirushim, man, Gemara shkolim. One is called Taklan Charetin, one is called Taklan Atikin. Based on that, just on the names that they used to have on these two pushkis in the basement English. Let's say a guy realizes now that he hasn't been giving matzah shekel for the past so many years, so he has to pay up all the old shkolim. So he would put that money in the other box that's called Taklan Atikin, old shkolim. And if whoever wants to give matzah shekel for this year puts it in the box that's labeled Taklan Charetin, that's shkolim chadoshim. So the pashtus is that when you give the matzah shekel money, the minute you're magdish it, it becomes hegdish. When you give it, it becomes hegdish. And if someone else gives on your behalf, it's not really a din of parei chavish al chaveilu, because the mitzvah is not to pay an amount of money. It's not to pay a debt. The mitzvah is to be magdish matzah shekel. So when the other person gives on my behalf, that's an inyan of magdish almanashis kapa bei chaveiro. That's learned out from a pasuk that that's legitimate. It really has nothing at all to do with parei chavish al chaveiro. That's Reb Shimon's raya, is at this very shvacha raya. The reason what the thing that brought Reb Shimon Shkop to bring this raya is because the Gemara in the end of Ksubis puts the two together, but they get to a different din. Amura hanome chaveiro, the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara compares shokolo shiklo to parei chavish al chaveiro. That if I gave machzah shekel on your behalf, that's very similar to paying up a debt that you owe to somebody else on your behalf. But it doesn't mean that it's the same. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same din. But over here, it's a different din. The din of shokol or shiklos. Some person giving matzah shekel on behalf of somebody else is a din of magdush almanosh. He's kapa by chavera. It's a different din. We have today a minig that the Gaonim instituted. The Gaonim in Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. The Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael and Gaonim in Bavel simultaneously. So the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael instituted a fundraising gimmick for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael that everybody should give matzah shekel. Rosh Chodesh Ador. That's when they used to give Matzah Shekel in Bizman HaBayis, because the Korbanos have to, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the fiscal year in the Holy Temple begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Korbanos Tzibah, the Tvidim Musaf, have to be purchased from the Truma Chadosha, from the new money. The old money you're supposed to use up until Rosh Chodesh Ador, till Erev Rosh Chodesh, starting from Monday. Sunday is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, that's the last day of Shvat. Monday is the Aleph B'Ador, it's the Be'echad B'Ador of, excuse me, that's Rosh Chodesh Ador, Nissan. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to, when is Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Tuesday, no? Rosh Chodesh go in order. So Rosh Chodesh Ador is Sunday, Monday, then Rosh Chodesh Nissan is going to be Tuesday. But starting from Tuesday next month, a month from now, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to buy the Korbanos, the Truma Chadosha, from the new money. So when are they going to collect the money? So the Mishnah says, you give them a month to collect the money. So you start collecting Machzah Shekel money from Rosh Chodesh Ador till Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And then so they buy Rosh Chodesh Nissan. By the time it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they should have enough money to purchase the Korbanos Tzibur in the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash David raises a suffix. Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out on a Tuesday this year, right? So he has a suffix. What do you do with the Lechem Aponim? The Lechem Aponim was baked on Friday every week. And it was put on the shulchan on Shabbos, and it was sitting on the shulchan for a whole week. And then they would take it off next Shabbos and eat it. The Kohen would eat it on Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos. It had to be eaten the Yom B'Laila Chatzos. So the shaila is, they have to put the lechem aponim on before Tuesday, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Tuesday, and then the Kohen eat the lechem aponim on Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos. That's already into Chodesh Nissan. So the Mikdash David has a safek. Which funds, which money did they purchase the lechem aponim from on Friday? Who paid for that flour? The old matzah shekel money or the new matzah shekel money? Because the putting on the mizbeach was done before Rosh Chodesh Nissan begins. But the eating of the lechem aponim was done after Rosh Chodesh Nissan came in. So what exactly, which monies did they use for that? The pashtus and the Mishnah is that they used the old money. Because the Mishnah says that there were three times in the year that they took the new money and they bought korbanos. The shlosha prakim hashana tamim v'salishkos. And the Mishnah says the first time they took any money out of this room in the Beis Hamikdash that was loaded down with money that everybody brought the matzah shekel, the first time it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It sounds like Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the morning is the first time they did it. It sounds like the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Friday before the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when they had to bake the lechem aponim and put them on the mizbeach, it sounds like they didn't touch the Truma Chadosha money yet. That was all purchased by the Truma Yeshana money, by last year's money. The Chatchili is not allowed to buy Korbanos Tzibur this year from last year's money. But the Eved, the Gemara says in Megillah, B'yevit, if you brought, in Yuma, the Gemara has it in Megillah, the Gemara says, B'yevit, if you brought Karbanis Tzibur after Nisan from the old money, B'yevit will also be kosher. But clearly you're not supposed to do it. You have to bring Dafka for this year's money. The din is that a cotton doesn't have to give, Matzah Shekel, only a Gogol. But if the cotton started to give, the Mishnah says, if his Chiloviv, Lishkal Al Yodah, if the father started to give him, and he had to the son, so then he has to continue. So that's some safety says that Mishnah is the marker of the din of Mehogim. That if a person does a minik Torah, if he does it once and he has Bidea to continue, or if he does it three times, even though he didn't have Bidea one way or the other, so if he do it three times Bistama, then it's like an Umdina that he wants to continue. So then it becomes binding, Mitam Minik. So that's what the Mishnah seems to say. If his Chiloviv, Lishkal Al Yodah, if the father started to give him after Shekel on behalf of his son, so it's like a minik toiv, and the father is not mechuyif to continue. What's called a cotton? So this is a machlokes. The pashtus is over here, cotton means till the age of bar mitzvah. And then there's a minority of opinions in the Rishon that means till the age of 20. Kol ha'ivra al-pkudin, in the Chumash, they only counted them from the age of 20 on. They only drafted them in the army after the age of 20, Rashi says. Before 20, they weren't ha'ivra al-pkudin. Some Rishonim, HaMishnah Yishkolim, say that till the age of 20, you don't have to give any Matzah Shekel. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in a lot of places that a katan before the age of 20 doesn't get any punishment. The Bezen Shalmaila, the Bezen Shalmaila punishes from the age of Bar Mitzvah. Yud Bei Shana Yamechet for a girl, or Yud Gimel Shana Yamechet for a boy. The Bezen Shalmaila only punishes from the age of expected the minig that we have to give Matzah Shekel before Purim. The Gaonim institute this minig to raise money for the yeshivas. So they said that everybody should give Matzah Shekel, and then the Ktanim don't have to give, only the Gdolim, and then according to Shis Chalav and Lishkal Al Yodah, so you should continue and so on. We have these minhagim. It's a big problem, the minig. At the time that the Gaonim and Eretz Yisrael instituted the minig, the Gaonim and Bavel were very much against them. They said you have to develop new fundraising techniques, that this is not allowed. To raise money and to say that it's Machnas Shekel, it's Machshash, Magdish, Kodesh, and Machutz. We don't have any base on Migdish today. So if a guy says, this is my Machzah Shekel money, Machzah Shekel is the Chegdish. So we just Magdish the money, so then the yeshivas of the shuls are not allowed to use it. So what kind of business is that? So the Gaonim who instituted this minig said that they said that everybody should give Machzah Shekel, and then the Ktana don't have to give, only the first Mishnah Shkolim says, if you're mafrish bikurim bisman azez and machlekes, and we pass from there that it's not chal. And if you're mafrish machzah shekel bisman azez, it is chal. And no machlekes is killed. But the Yerushalmi quotes a braisa that disagrees with the Mishnah. The braisa in the Yerushalmi, the end of Shkolim, says that not only is it true in bikurim like that, a mafrish bikurim bisman azez is not chal. Even if you're mafrish machzah shekel bisman azez, it's also not chal. So that's what the Goyim said. It's not bisamigdush, so it's not chal. There's no chash kotshma. You can do whatever you want. But the other Gaonim held, the Gaonim and Bavel held, that you don't fast like Yerushalmi. All of a sudden, why should you fast like Yerushalmi? Mishnah's fakir. Mishnah said, I'm not fish maksa shekel. This Mishnah Shkolim says, if you're mafrish bikurim bizman azez and machlekes, and we passed in there, that it's not chal. And if you're mafrish maksa shekel bizman azez, it is chal. And no machlekes is killed. But the Yerushalmi quotes a braisa that disagrees with the Mishnah. The braisa in the Yerushalmi, the end of Shkolim, says that not only is it true in Bikurim like that, a mafish Bikurim is manazeh is not chal. Even if you mafish machzah shekel is manazeh, it's also not chal. So that's what the Goyim said. It's not besamigdush, it's not chal. There's no chash kotshma. You can do whatever you want with. But the other Goyim held, the Goyim in Babel held, that you don't fast like Yerushalmi. All of a sudden, why should you fast like Yerushalmi? Mishnah's fakir. Mishnah said, Amarfish Machzah Shekel Bizman Azeh, it becomes Hegdish. And it's also Bahano. So that's why the Maharil, quoted by the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch says when you give the Machzah Shekel before Purim, they should put on the box, and the people should, if they want to say, they should say that this is a Zecher the Machzah Shekel. They should stress the word Zecher. They shouldn't think that it's real Machzah Shekel. Usually they don't do that. They just write down on the box, Machzah Shekel. It's not right. The Ramah stresses the name of the Maharil. You shouldn't say Machzah Shekel. Because we are choshish for the Gaonim in Bavel. The Gaonim in Bavel said, you don't pass like the Yerushalmi. You pass like the Mishnah in the end of Shkolim. That Amafish Machzah Shekel Bizman Azeh is Chal. Why should the Gaonim in Eretz Yisrael, why should they hold, what does Yerushalmi mean that it's not Chal? Why should it not be Chal? What kind of story is that? The Machzah Shekel is not Chal at all. The Pshat is like this. The Gemara says, Makriv and Ahopi Shein Bayis. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's a machlokes satana where the kitchel is shaita, the kitchel is love, or the kitchel is love. Is there a kedushas Hamikdash bizman hazeh or not? So the Gemara says, if you hold that there is a kedushas Hamikdash bizman hazeh, makrivin, you're permitted to be makrivin karbonis, afal pishein bayis, even though the walls of the Beis Hamikdash have been destroyed, but the kedusha of the makam is still there, and all you have to do, you have to make it there, but it can be makrivin the karbonis on the floor. You have to be makrivin. One time it says, Rabbi Yudah says, you can makrivin karbonis on the floor. Kala azar kulam. Is kosher. It says by Kaddish, how does the pasuk say? By Kaddish Shlomo is Ritzpa Sazar. It says Shlomo is the Kaddish the Ritzpa. He says the Kaddish the Ritzpa, you can be makriv karbonis on the floor. But we don't pass like Rabbi. You pass, you have to be makriv the karbonis on the mizbech, not on the floor. So even though makriv and afishem bais, but you have to have the mizbech. So the din is theoretically that you can be makriv karbonis even though there's no beis hamikdash, the shevi hol kitchel lo silov. So the shaila is like this. When you hold makriv and apishen bais, does that mean that it's a chiyuv to be makriv? Or does that mean that it's optional? So the Sefer Achinuch has a chiddush. Achrayim have said this on their own. And the Sefer Achinuch writes this before them. Stifler has an essay about this. And the Sefer on Zvachim and a Sefer on Shavuos. He points out the Sefer Achinuch. He doesn't quote the Achrayim who say the same, but several Achrayim write the same on their own. Makriv and apishen bais means you're permitted to be makriv. Doesn't mean you're mechuyiv to be makriv. If you hold loy kitcha lossi lovoi, that there's no kedushas hamikdash, then you're not allowed to be makriv karbonis bizman hazeh. There's no bis hamikdash, you can't be makriv. Hi, there's no bis hamikdash, let's make a bama. No. Tosis points out in Megillah, Daf Yud and Aleph, and the Ramban has a whole arichas there also, that even though loy kitcha lossi lovoi, there's no kedushas hamikdash bizman hazeh, but there's still an issa bamas. Yerushalayim ein achrei heter, even if you hold that kedushas hamikdash is bakla, there's still no heter bamas. Because it'll be an issur shkut echutz. I say make a bama in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe there's only an issur bama chutz l'mikdash. Make a bama in the Mikdash. So the Achrayim quote, no. There's a sifrei that says on the pasuk, Laisita lo ha'ashem kol eitz. Eitz al mizbah ha'ashem alakecho. So if it's the kol eitz. The sifrei is darshaning from the word kol, that you're not allowed to make a bama either. So there's two pshatim in the sifrei. One pshat is you're not allowed to plant an asherah, a tree, next to a bama, just like you're not allowed to plant an asherah, a tree, next to the mizbech. You're not allowed to plant a bama next. Not allowed to plant a tree next to a bama. And the other pshat that the Rishonim give is you're not allowed to make a bama in the azor. Even when there's a heta bama, the heta bama is only chutz lazor, not in the azor. So to make a bama today is asa. Not allowed to be makav shchut chutz, not in New York. And not even on the Makam HaMikdash. The only thing is, if you hold Kitchel Asi Lovoy, then you can make a Mizbech and be Makrav on a Mizbech. But that's a Machloek, because the Rambam and the Rabbah, they hold Kitchel Asi Lovoy now. Yeah, once you're building a Mizbech, you have to build a Mizbech on the exact spot where the Mizbech was on which Avram Avinu made the Akedah. And that's the exact same spot where the Marishan was Makrav the Korban and the Noyach was Makrav the Korban. Yeah, how would we know? Yeah. Shabbos, even if you can figure out archaeologically where it was, that you permitted to make a mizbech without the authorization of the Nazir. And that's a Shabbos. So the Bin Yosiyah.
It's one of these things like
it's a question whether by Tchelos you need a Maser also. But here the Bin Yosiyah quotes the Bin Yosiyah, the Briskerov, and many others in between them. Stress that there's a sifrei that says Meshich Nesidushu Vasa Shama Drosh Al Pinavi. When you want to build a mizbech and build a Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough if you can figure out on your own where the makom mizbech was, where the makom of the solim were, where the makom of Azora was. It has to be dafka Drosh Al Pinavi. Has to be authorized by a navi, and that's what the Gemara says in Zvachim Dav Samach. The Gimel Nevi'im Alu Imahem Yibavul. When they came from Bavul Teretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra Nehemiah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, they had three Nevi'im with them. Even though the Gemara says in Yuma, the Rebbe Shalom was angry at Klal Yisrael. He said he's not going to give any Nevuah and Bayisheni, but he had to send Nevi'im with them to enable them to authorize them to build the Beis HaMikdash. Even though they could have figured out on their own where the Makom HaMizbeach was, there were people who remembered where the Makom HaMizbeach was. There were people who were 90 years old, 100 years old, who remembered where the Makom HaMizbeach was. The Pasuk says, as in the Chemin, there were old timers who remembered what the first Beis HaMikdash looked like. The Pasuk says they were crying when they built the first Beis HaMikdash. They didn't compare. So they could have told him where the Makom HaMizbeach was, where the Makom HaZor was, but still the Gemara seems to imply that they had to have Dafka Drosh Al Pinavi, they had to have Dafka the Rishus of the Navi.
Is that how the Rambam holds? That how the Rambam would hold?
Regarding the Navi?
The
Rambam doesn't quote that.
We don't know.
The Rambam passes kitchulos ilo, but still the question is still maybe benegay to building the makom has kedusha, but to build the mizbeach or to build the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, she would perhaps still need another. The Rambam doesn't quote it.
Would there be a practical nafkumi between the Rabbi and the Rambam if the Rambam would hold that you need the authorization of the Navi, even if you have kitchulos ilo, still couldn't build the mizbeach?
Still couldn't build the mizbeach. That's alti pashtas. That's the fact. Other time, and not other time. We don't pass like this. That's the shayla. The first shuv in the Binyan Tzion was the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalash, the Talmud of Rebbe Kavitz. So Tzvi Hirsch Kalash suggests that we were talking they should buy the Makom HaMikdash and make the Mizbeach and bring Korbanos and everything, and then make the guy Mashiach and everything, the whole Chad Gadyan. So the Binyan Tzion says, that's Hakkad Shining. Who's going to be the Novi? I'll make you Mashiach. I'll make him the Gengadol. Who are we going to make the Novi? The Baruch Shalom has to make him the Novi. We can make everything we want, but we can't make a Novi. That's what he's kind of. You have to have a Novi to authorize him. That's why he called the Sefer Binyan Tzion, because the first Shuv is about Binyan Tzion of Yerushalayim.
You still don't know where the Makom HaMikdash is. You still don't know where the Mizbeach
is. So the Shad is like this. According to the Rambam, who holds that Kitchulos Ilovvoy, that there is a Kedushas Makom in the Azorah. And if you want to, you can be Makriv. Does that mean that it's optional if you want to? If you don't want to, you don't have to? Or does it mean, according to the Rambam, that you're Mukhiv to be Makriv if it's possible? If you don't have a Mizbeach, you can't be Mukhiv. But theoretically, it should be mechuyev to be makri, even though there are no walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sefer Achinuch writes Mepurish, and Achreinim HaMechaven on their own to this thing. Makri v'nachol pishen bayis just means that it's a reshus, it's not a chayva. Once you say it's a reshus, then you can already interpret why the Yerushalmi says that there's no machza shekel b'zman hazeh. Because the Mishnah says there in Shkolim that a nochri who wants to be menadev, machza shekel, ein mekab lemiyodeh. It's the same as a chatos and a noshim and a pesach. The only thing you can accept from a Nochri is Dabash and Nidav and Nidav. Anything that Yisrael can volunteer, so the Nochri can volunteer. Anything Yisrael can only bring B'chayva, so the Nochri is not M'chayiv. He's not M'chayiv in any of these mitzvahs, so you cannot accept it from a Nochri. So if you say like that, then Matas HaShekel is only Bo B'chayiv, it's not Bo B'Nedav and Adavin. And if one should assume that B'zman HaZem, Akriv and Achav Yishen Bayis only means that if you want to, you can bring the Karbonis, but it does mean that you're M'chayiv to, so if you're not M'chayiv to bring the Karbonis, it's only optional. Then you're not mechuyev to give matzah shekel either. If you're not mechuyev, then it's bo ben edvin adover. So the halacha says it can't be bo ben edvin adover. If you say it like that, perhaps that's the tzad in that day in the Yerushalmi that the Gaonim will makel. The Gaonim Eretz Yisrael will makel to institute the whole meaning of matzah shekel. But then it's a very shver zach. But if it takes it, why should you fast like the Yerushalmi?
Maybe
it
makes
no sense
that
the
whole thing of Makriv and Abdi Shein Bayis, that would be dafka if we had the whole thing. We knew where the Makom, we had the Navi, and then everything else was just totally on that. It makes sense. The shekel is also bottle if you can't be Makriv. Tomorrow we'll be able to
make it. Because of the technical problems, you're not Makriv. Yeah, but one could argue that still you're Makriv, it's just that you're unable to observe it, you're unable to fulfill the mitzvah, but you're still Makriv.
No, but then you would go even with the stipend and the chinuch that it's still a reshus. You wouldn't even have to come on to the thing that Machzei Shekel Bar B'Chova Lov Neder.
Yeah.
You just say, since it's a Rishus, it's a low, it's a not a Chova.
And we're unable to do it, so there's not even a Rishus. Okay. You can also say like that.
What's the argument that exactly ends away by Machzei Shekel that because it's not a field, therefore what? Because the
Chinuch
says that
Karbaros
now...
Because Man Shein Beis HaMikdash the Shaila is if HaMagdash HaKarbin is it chal? So Magdash HaKarbin it is chal, just that you can't be makrvit. If you're makrvish bikurim, that's a machlokes hatanah, but it's chal or not. So one time the Mishnah says not chal. Makrvish machza shekel is a machlokes. The Mishnah says it is chal. The Braisa says that this man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, machza shekel is not even chal. The Shaila says, why shouldn't it be chal? The Yerushalmi doesn't quote any pasuk at all. Why shouldn't it be chal? So we suggest that perhaps this is the reason why. That Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, if you hold loy kitcha losi lovoy, so it's also to bring korbanos bizman hazeh. So you're not allowed to, you're unable to bring tmidim and musafim bizman hazeh. So what should I have to say that the guy's machdish machza shekel? There is no machza shekel. It's irrelevant. It's not shaykh to bring korbanos. So according to the Raivi that like kitchel also there's no possibility of bringing korbanos bizman hazeh. So of course it's not shaykh to say no one's mechuyev to be machdish machza shekel. So it's not shaykh to say that because you're not going to use the machza shekel for anything. So then Lechor, it's not Chal. It's not Bob and Edwin and Dover. And he's not Mechuyiv to bring Machza Shekel because they're not going to lead to anything. And even if you hold like the Rambam, that makriven afal pishein bayi is that you are able to be makruv kavanas bezman hazeh, but that's only optional. It's only reshus. It's not a chayva. So it's not a chayva. So again, you can't say that there's any chayva on anybody to be mafrish machzah shekel. So the only thing you can say is that it's optional. If you want to, you can mafrish. So the Mishnah says machzah shekel is not boven edvin adov. Machzah shekel, either you mukhiv to bring it and then shach to be makdish it, mafrish it, or if you're not mukhiv to bring machzah shekel, then even if you mafrish it, it's not chal like the nochri. The nochri is mafrish machzah shekel, it's not chal. So maybe bizman hazeh, yeah, it's not chal. So maybe bizman hazeh, everybody has the din like the nochri. Everybody's an nochri. Because makriv and avishayim bai, it just means that it's optional.
Since we don't know exactly how much machtis a shekel, and we said before that we had to give at least that, so if a person gives even if he doesn't take zeichar, if it's less, is that only tvisis hegdish? If it's less than the machtis a shekel?
Why not? He gives a little bit now, give a little bit later. Let's say a guy gives pidyon advance. He gives a little bit now, he gives an installment plan. He gives a dollar today and a dollar tomorrow, a dollar tomorrow. So Mishnah says that he's yotze. He can give a little bit at a different time. So give a little bit machzah shekel, it would also be nitfas. Mafish a little now, a little later. That's the problem. What would you be makruv? Let's say tmidimu musaf and tmidimu musaf must be paid for by machzah shekel money. So according to the chinuch that you're not mechuyev to be makruv, so then you're not mechuyev to give machzah shekel. So even if you would volunteer machzah shekel, it would be a big question whether it would be chal. That's the question that the Yerushalmi argues with the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah, machzah shekel is chal bizman hazeh. But according to the braisa quoted by the Yerushalmi self shkolim, it's not chal bizman hazeh. That'll be a shayla. Even if you build the Beis HaMikdash, even if you build the Beis HaMikdash is Bizman HaBayis, but if you just build the Mizbech with no walls of the Beis HaMikdash, that'll be a shayla. Will it be shaykh to be mafrish shkolim or not? According to the Yerushalmi, and the Goni Eretz Yisrael who passed in like the Yerushalmi in their institution of this new minig of Matzah Shekel money before Purim, it wouldn't even be chal. Even if you mafrish the Matzah Shekel, it wouldn't be chal.
What?
He's going there to sell. And yeah, yeah. Very far
ahead
to the Shalman was completed before the Baal. 200 years before the Baal. They were way later. About 300 years later. Is that possible? The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shaila Halacha when the women are mechuyev to daven Musaf. What's a Shaila? Because the Gemara says that women are mechuyev in davening because tefillah rachminin. Mashenikin Musaf, the Mishonim say, you can't say by Musaf tefillah rachminin. There's no tashlumin for Musaf. Let's say a guy forgot to daven Musaf, he doesn't have tashlumin. He can't daven Myra and then daven a second Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the Musaf. Why? Because the Rishonim say, over Yom HaBatul Korbanah, Lagabi Musaf, it's only Kineged HaKorbanah. Lagabi Shachris, Minka, Myra, even though it's also Kineged HaKorbanah, but it's also Rachmin. Musaf is not Rachmin. Musaf is purely Kineged HaKorbanah. That's why there's one day in Tezlis, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, where that Rosh Hashanah, that if you don't say the Pesukei HaKorbanah, or the Tam Shita, if you don't say the Pesukei HaKorbanah in the Tfilas HaMasof, you're not Yotze B'di'evet. The other Rishonim say, no, just say the Sarasal Kasub Leimah, and you're also Yotze. Ashay Lindin. Some Rishonim hold, it's Me'akeh, because the whole Iker of Davening Musaf is, and the Shalma forms so saying, there has to be Kineged HaKorbanah. So the Shaila is, since women were not Mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel, it says Mechuyev only men. And one day he is only over the age of 20. So same shadow, let's say a boy between the age of 13 and 20, is he mechuyev to daven Musaf? Same shadow where the women are mechuyev to daven Musaf. If only people are, only men past the age of 20 were mechuyev to give machzah shekel, women for sure didn't have to give. And according to some minority opinions, men after bar mitzvah before 20 also didn't have to give, is as far that they're not mechuyev to daven Musaf. The kids gonna die, little kids daven Musaf also before bar mitzvah. The Shabbos can do chazaras hashat. That's the Shabbos. Because mishein b'chuy b'dover and emotzi achem v'day chayvosin. So according to those who hold that a cotton before the age of 20 is not mechuyev machzah shekel, says a svar that is not mechuyev to daven Musaf either. Because machzah shekel was for the purpose of bringing the karbonis tzibur. Shachar mincha meir, if he can daven from the day he became bar mitzvah, he can lead a bal tefillah to be emotzi achem. Because he certainly is mechuyev b'dover. He's mechuyev because shachar is mincha meir. Can stand as a tefillah b'toras rachmi. It doesn't have to be only b'toras keneged hakorbanos. But Musaf, which is only keneged hakorbanos, there's no rachmi blended in at all. That's a shaila. What about these people who weren't mechuyev to give matzah shekel, so they never participated in the hakrobas hamasot. So the shayla is whether they're mechuyif to daven or not. The pashtus is they are mechuyif to daven. The pashtus is they are, because when the Mishnah says a shkolim, the Gemara on the end of Ksuvus quotes the Mishnah shkolim that says tarmim al obed val agobed val osed lipshom. When they do the trumas halishko in the makrib, the korbanos. So let's say, how many people are going to give the matzah shekel in the first month? How many people? Let's say they announce from Rosh Chodesh Adar, whoever wants to give matzah shekel, the office is open, we'll accept it. How many people are going to give before Rosh Chodesh Adar? 10%, 5%, 2%. How many people are going to rush to give? They have all year long, they'll give. Next year after they'll pay, and sometimes they'll pay it up. How many people are ready to give? So the Shaila was loose, and no one was yet in the midst of Hakrovas to meet him in the suffering until they give him Matzah Shekel. So the Mishnah says, Tarmim al Hasid, big voice. That when they do the Trumas Alishka and they offer the Korbanos Tzibur, starting from Shkodesh Ador, they have in mind everybody, not only the people who gave already, even the people who are going to give in the future. And there's a Machlekes, Rashi and Taisus in the end of Ksuvas, what about the people who are not going to give? What about the people who made up their minds they're just not going to give? Are they Makrish? Are they Makrish the Korbanos Tzibur on behalf of everybody? Or only al Hasid, big voice? And those who will ultimately give, but if a guy's taka ultimately not going to give any matzah shekel, so they're not makrib the kabbonis tzibur on his behalf. That's machlokes Rashi and Taisus. How do you read that Mishnah? Tarmim al ha'osed ligvo, it sounds like they're only tarim the trumas al lishko on behalf of those who are going to give in the future. So the shaila is, when they do the trumas al lishko and they take the money to buy the kabbonis tzibur, maybe they buy the kabbonis tzibur and they makrib them on behalf of the women and on behalf of the children as well. Even if you hold up until 20, you don't have to give matzah shekel, but the pashtus is, when they're makrib the korban, they're makrib on behalf of everybody. And even if you hold like that day in Rishon, then it's only tarmim al ha'osed ligvos, they're only makrib the korbanos on behalf of those who will ultimately pay up. But on behalf of those who will never pay the matzah shekel money, we're not makrib the korbanos for them. So l'chor, that's only with respect to men who are mechuyif to give, and who don't observe their obligation, they don't fulfill their obligation. Well, let's say for women who are not mechuyif to give, so l'chor, they're certainly makrib on behalf of the women. Because they're not mechuyif to give, so they did all the mechuyif to do. They're watching korbanos. So that's the taina against this whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tzlach, and from this, there's a forgery of the Tshuvas HaRosh. It's called the Psalm and Rosh. I'm sorry, from one of his tribus refers to it as the Kizvei HaRosh. Instead of calling it the Kizvei HaRosh, calls it the Kizvei HaRosh, the fraud, the forged Rosh. He got a haskama from the Nodi Behuda, the guy who put it out. But Nodi Behuda knew his father. So he thought that father like son. Thought that father was a big tzaddik, so the son was also a tzaddik. And then after they gave the haskama, they printed the safe, they realized the guy was an apikurus and a faker, and he forged the whole thing. So this faker, Rabbi Kivege, quotes him a lot. Rabbi Kivege didn't realize that it was a fraud. So this faker in the Tshuvas HaRosh writes that women don't have to daven musaf. Yeah, everything is lahakal. All the four Tshuvas are lahakal, never anything lahakal. The women don't have to go to mikveh bizmanas, all kinds of cookie things there. So this is one of his things that he had. The women don't have to daven musaf, and kids before 20 don't have to daven musaf. Akta chance. But they didn't have to give after shekel. And then the Mishnah Berurah reports this also. The Mishnah Berurah reports it from the Tzlach. He doesn't quote it from the Psalm HaRosh, he quotes it from the Tzlach.
The whole thing doesn't make sense.
Stama should daven Shachar, not Musaf. Unless I can daven Musaf later, I have all day to daven Musaf. But if, let's say I can only daven one tefillah, then I get exhausted and I have to go to sleep for the rest of the day. What should I daven Shachar or something? Lechatchila, first to daven in order, first Shachar, then Musaf. Like in the Beis Hamikdash, first they wrote the Talmud Shel Shachar, then they brought the Musaf. But for the Yevin in the Beis Hamikdash, if they bring the Musaf before Talmud Shel Shachar would be kosher, So this is the same Shulchan Aruch. But the Yevid, if a guy daven Musa before Shachris, he would be Yotze. He wouldn't have to daven over Musa. He'd have to daven Shachris then. That's the kasha. How can it be? How come when the cotton gives, it's chal? Mishnah says cotton sheshakal mekablim hemen. So the tzeis achoshin brings a raya from that mishnah. There's a famous tzeis. He brings a raya that hefker bezna hefker lahaknas lacherim works men atar. There's machlokes the tzeis and the nesivis. Whether hefker bezna hefker, the machlokes the beis yosef and rabbi yirucham and even ezer. Machlokes the tzeis and the nesivis. Who's right? Big machlokes the mishnah. There is a din of hefker bezna hefker. That means that if I have property and bezna is machrit, it doesn't belong to me. That's a din men atar. Hefker bezna hefker is derived from psukim and the sugyan and gittin daplam ches. The question is, what if Bezin declares not only that the Gemara no longer belongs to me, they declare that the Gemara belongs to you? Then machnid lacherim. So we have Bezin hefke lahaknas lacherim. Is that minatayro, or is that mid the rabbanon? So the Rabbi Yerucham says it's only the rabbanon. The Bisyosef says that it's minatayro, and the Tzais Achayshin says the Bisyosef is right, and the Nesiva says the Rabbi Yerucham is right. So the Tzais brings as a proof that hefke Bezin hefke is good lahaknas lacherim minatayro from this Mishnah. Mishnah says it caught Mishashaka, Mikablim Hemenu. So he says, how is it good? How is the Hegdish Chal? Why not say that the Hegdish is not Chazaha Kotten? So it must be that the Kotten, Shehigi, Lonis Aputos, it can make a Kinyan mid the Rabbanon. So the Kinyan that the Kotten made mid the Rabbanon is a valid Kinyan. So therefore, the money belongs to Hegdish, Minatayro. So therefore, the Hegdish has a right to use that money to bring Korbanis Tzibur from. The Nesivis says that it's all wrong. The Nesivis claims that the Rabbi Yerucham is right. And he quotes other poskim like that, that hefke bezna hefke lahaknas lacherim is only with the rabbonim. So he's stuck with this kasha, and knew the cotton who gives the matzah shekel, they shouldn't accept it. Because minatayro it's only hefke, it doesn't belong to the cotton, but it doesn't belong to hegdish either. So how is hegdish allowed to use this money in order to purchase kabbana sivu with it? So the nesivah says, no problem. When the cotton puts the money into the beis hamikdash, into the box, so hegdish is kind of with the kinyachotz. So you don't need that the cotton is makna minatayr. Hefke bezna hefke makes it that it no longer belongs to the minatayr. It still belongs to the cotton. Should have belonged to the cotton. Cotton can't be makna at all. But the rabbanon they said hefke bezna hefke, so no longer belongs to the cotton. No longer belongs to the cotton. So now hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar is a kinyan derais. That's what the nesiva said. Kinyan chatzar is kind of for hegdish is a machlokes. Machlokes teisus and the ramban. The baba basa that fine test. Teisus says a chatzar is not kind of a hegdish. Period. And the Ramban disagrees. That's not true. Machlokes how to interpret the Gemara over this. So the Nesivis' answer is only valid if you hold like the Ramban. If you hold like Tesis and the Agudah, Magen Avraham and Hilchos Beis Haknesset quotes that Agudah lahalocha based on that Tesis and Balabas of Daf Ayin Tes. The Chotzer Hegdish is not kind. But according to the Tesis, the Nesivis' teretz is no good. But that means the both teretzim are not good. The Tesis and Nesivis are both a pella. What did Tesis say over here? That the Kotten is Machne. The cotton is makna to hegdish with the din of higil oynes aputais, and the nesiva says that hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chotzer. But that's not matzah shekel money. Money flew in from heaven. The hefkedikin money happened to fall when there was a wind, and the wind blew in some hefkedikin money into the matzah shekel box. So the kohanim are not allowed to use that money from matzah shekel to buy korban sibur. They can only use what the mishnah says, only what's bov v'chayvur. You can't even give an edmen a double. No, the guy wants to give, you don't accept from him. You can only take matzah shekel money that's bo b'chayvo. So the Ktzai and the Nesivis are both shver. The Ktzai says that the cotton gives based on the din de rabbanan. The cotton shehigia loynes aput is mikcha mekach. It can be makna b'metaltolim. And the Nesivis says that hegdish is kind of a king yachatz. They're both a pella. It's all against the Mishnah. So you have to say that pshat in the Mishnah is that a cotton, since he has a Kedushas Yisrael, is different from a Nochri. A Nochri cannot donate Matzah Shekel, because it's not Bob and Edwin and Dover, but a cotton has Kedushas Yisrael. The only thing is that since he's a lot Bar Chiyuvah, so if he doesn't want to, he's not Mechayev to observe these mitzvahs. But if he does choose to, then he may. Or let's say a woman is not Mechayev to observe Matzah Shekel, but if she wants to give, she may give. It's not the same as a Nochri. A woman has a Kedushas Yisrael, and the cotton has a Kedushas Yisrael, except that they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they give, it's not called Neder and Adovah. Neder and Adovah means I want to volunteer in the middle of nowhere. No, it's not in the middle of nowhere. They have a chiyuv to give, but they have an exemption. If they don't want it, they don't have to fulfill this obligation. But then they choose not to use their exemption. So they want to go. So they want to go, they want to give their machzah shekel. So that's called giving, the Gemara points this out. The Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanaim whether Kohanim and Levim have to give Matzah Shekel. So sometimes we're of the opinion that Kohanim don't have to give Matzah Shekel, because from the Matzah Shekel money you purchase Karbonis Tzibur, and some of the Karbonis Tzibur are Menachas, and the Minchas Kohen is Kolil, and Haskan is Kula Kolil, you burn the whole thing. And the Menachas that they bring during the year, they do Kmitz on them, the Kohenitz is Korei, and the Shiraim is Nechal. So if the Kohanim have a Chelek in all the Karbonis Tzibur, they pay Matzah Shekel money. So they're all shutvim in the Karbonis that are offered all year long. So those Minchas Tzibur that are offered on the Mizbeah, and they make a Kmitzo and the Shiori HaMinchas Nechal to the Kohanim, it would be an Issa to eat it. So that's why one time it was of the opinion that that Kohanim are allowed to give Matzah Shekel. And then the Mishnah says that Ben Bukhri made fun of them, and he said that that it's not right, that the Kohanim have to give. Then there was one Tana who was of the opinion, Bizman Abai, that the Levim don't have to give either. Only Kol HaHever Alap Kudim, since the Levim were not included in the Minyanim of Bnei Yisrael, so the whole Shevet Levi is part of the giving Matzah Shekel. We pass from Allah and answer. So nevertheless, even the Gemara says, Mefurish Menachas, even if you all like those Tanoim, that a Kohen is not Mechayiv to give, or a Levi is not Mechayiv to give, but if he gives, the Gemara says, Eino Chote, Kol Kohen Sheshoikel, Eino Chote. If a Kohen donates Matzah Shekel, he's not a Chote. So the Gemara asks, how is he not a Chote? But it's not Bob and Edom and Adov, he's not allowed to donate it. So the Gemara says, he gives it not to Peres and Edom and Adov, he gives it to Peres Chayv, it means that he has a Kedushas Yisrael. The Kohanim and Levim are also Mechayiv and Matzah Shekel. It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. Except that since the Kohanim and since the Levim, so one Tana, there's a minority opinion that says that if they choose to, they're exempt. If they don't want it, they don't have to fulfill this obligation. But if they do want to do the mitzvah, then they say Kirishanim and Mitzvah Yisrael Tzivanim before they mafresh the Matzah Shekel. So the same answer is true regarding women, regarding Tana, that if they do donate Matzah Shekel, they're doing it because that they did have a chiyuv, although they had an exemption. If they don't want to fulfill a chiyuv, they don't have to. But if they do choose to do it, then they're doing it because Matzah Shekel. Mashenikin, if a Nachri gives, then it's garnish. That's a shayla Bizman Hazeh. If you hold Bizman Hazeh, that Makriv and Apti Shem Bayis just means that it's a Rishus, should that be the same as the Koton and the Isha and the Kohanim Levim? Or should that be the same as the Nachri? Well, we raised the question before, the Machlokes HaTanaim, the Mishnah, against the Braisa quoted by the Yerushalmi, whether one who gives Matzah Shekel Bizman Hazeh, whether it's Chal. So we suggest that maybe the reason for the Yerushalmi is and Matzah Shekel cannot be Bob and Edwin Adova. Either you're Mukhiv to give it and then it's Chal. If you're not Mukhiv, it's not Chal. So the Shalom is maybe we, Bizman Hazeh, should have the status like Kohanim and Levim. Maybe even if you're not Mukhiv to give it, it shouldn't be a violation of that din that it's not Bob and Edwin Adova. It should be like the Nedwin and Adova of the Kohanim and Levim. So that's a Shalom. So the Rishonim said that the reason why we continue to lay, what are we laying in Parsha Shkolim this Shabbos for? We don't have any Matzah Shekel, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishonim say that this is the general din of an Ashalma forms for Seinu. That with respect to all the Korbanos that were offered Bizman Abayis, the Navi says that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayon, we pay off the debt of Korbanos, the Purim, and Ashalma Purim, for Seinu, by lip service, by speaking about the Korbanos. Chavetz Chaim quotes in the name of Rishonim that this is a special din only by Korbanos. You don't have the din, let's say a guy's in Siberia, he doesn't have a shofar, he doesn't have a matzah, and he can't fulfill the mitzvahs, whatever, he doesn't have a lulav, so he won't say v'shalom lulav so saying. He'll learn the dinim of lulav, learn the dinim of shofar or matzah, and this will substitute bimkoim kiyum amitzvah. The Chavetz Chaim claims, based on many Rishonim, that it's only with respect to korban, shalom from so saying. And others say not so. The Mabit and Kiryas Seif and other Achim say not so. It's with respect to all mitzvahs. Whenever you have a mitzvah that you're unable to do, so you say you should learn the dinim of that mitzvah and that should substitute bimkaim kiyum mitzvah. But over here, shkolim is considered korban. Shkolim is not shar mitzvah. Shkolim is a hakdoshes hashekel. Not tampi run achayv like a pshinun thought. It's mamish hakdoshes. So with respect to matzah shekel, we certainly say neshalma performs for same. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, I think, quotes the name of Rishonim, the reason why we continue to lay Parashat Shkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Ador, was because Be'echad B'yodim Hashmim Al HaShkolim, and even today that there is no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Shkolim, and it's a sfar according to the Rishonim, that even if you're mafrish a matzah shekel, it's not in the Chal B'nei Yevet, but nevertheless, we do it because of the Shalma forms for same.
So it's
the
Rabbanim?
No, that's the Din De'Raisa, the Novi Gezok. The Rabbanu Shlom told that to Avraham Avinu by the Brisbane Absurd. The Gemara says in the end of Megillah. Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to give Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Bamo Eda Ki Rashen Beis Eschus. Hashem Yisbaruch said, Chol Yagud Mushul Lashus. And he said, Bishus HaKorbonis. Bezchus HaKabonis, we have the right to Eretz Yisrael. And then Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Teinach Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and they're not Makar of any Kabonis, Ma'ikol HaMeimah, what Bezchus do we have to bring to live in Eretz Yisrael, to claim that Eretz Yisrael is ours? So the Rabbanu Shalom told Avraham Avinu, let your children say the Parshas HaKabonis, Mal Ani Alein, Kilu Hikrivu. So he told it, if the Rabbanu Shalom said it, it's a din deraisa. The Chacham say it's a din derabban, but the Rabbanu Shalom said it, it's a din deraisa. Yeah, the Shalma Farms was saying it's a din deraisa.
It's not, why don't they make the same big deal like they do back in the
We do. Parsha Shkolem, make an announcement. This week is Parsha Shkolem. We don't announce that everybody should have in mind to the Yetzirah. Could have done the same thing in Parshas Yisrael. We spoke in Aseres Adibris and Parshas Chet Ego. A lot of Parshas we don't do. Which do you want? Yeah, that's in the yeshivas. The guys come into the minyan, they always skip the korban just after the Bachshama. The korbanos is the raisa, the Bachshama is the rabbanon. The korbanos is the raisa, especially for Zionists. If you want to have a claim to Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says the only claim you have to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, is because we say korbanos. You don't have to say all the korbanos. You have to say the Talmud and the Torahs, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Safek from the Maharil, from the Smag, I think, a Safek from the Maharil, where the women are Mukhif to say Ezer Mekayman also. Why? What's a Safek? That the women are Mukhif to say Parshas HaTomid, and Parshas HaTorah, that there's no Safek. That he holds for sure. That has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. He holds the women are Mukhif and Karbonis Tibur as well as the men. So they have to, the Maharil says, they have to certainly say Karbonis also. The Safek is when we say Ezer Mekayman, do we say the whole Mishnah is then becoming to be Yaitzi Talmud Torah? So women are not Mukhim Talmud Torah, they don't have to say that. Or should we say, no, the main purpose of Ezem Kaiman is to say, Ha'oila Kodesh Kadoshim, Shkitas Vatsaf, Mukhiyudam, 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 Vatsaf, and so on. That Mishnah is the Torah and the Shalma forms for saying. So the Mishnah Brewer quotes in Bir Aloch, a Safik from the Maril, claims it's from the Smak, this Safik. Maybe women have to say that Mishnah also. That's also a Chelik of the Shalma forms for saying.
So
this means
it's in Thailand, saved by
Katzos? Wow. I kind of assumed that it should be Bizman on this. Okay, let's see a little Gemara here. Yesterday we were learning the Gemara that one who is Maisir, Bikargon, and they gave him a hasra, it's called the hasra sofik. So we didn't understand, why is it a hasra sofik? What does that do with hasra sofik? So we said, l'chayre, one can learn two pshat from here. According to Rashi, you have to say that the hasra was given several times. The hasra has to be given the last minute of the day. The avera consists of the leaving over the noisa, the last minute. But you don't know when the last minute of the day is, ben hashmash is. You don't know when shki is, and so on. You don't know exactly when. But that's called the hasra sofik, l'hikazeh, v'chazeh, v'hikazeh. That's called Aswa Savi because you don't know whether this minute is the Avera or the next minute is the Avera. According to the Rambam, we said a simple pshat. You don't have to say that they were nudniks, that they keep on warning him, don't leave over. They told him once, don't leave over. But the question is whether that will turn out to be an Avera or not. What is that question called? Does anybody know? There's a technical term for that question. That according to Rashi, we explain the Avera consists of leaving over the last minute. Rashi, and according to the Rambam, the Avera consists of leaving over the whole day, is not taking care of the night, so the whole day is leaving over the Avera. What was the beginning of the phrase?
Whatever the
Hasra, right, Hasra. Right, we said it depends on the question of Hasra. But what does this question depend on? The Aveir of Noiser, whether the Aveir of Noiser is violated the last minute of the day or the leaving of the Noiser all day long. In Rishonim and Achronim, this is a famous topic, but they call it by different names. They camouflage. They call it by different names. Einis B'yom Achron. This is the topic of Einis B'yom Achron. Right, take the following case. This is what all the Poskim talk about. Chaim talks about this Einis B'yom Achron. Take the following case. Let's say a guy gives his wife a get. And he says, This guy's going on a business trip. He keeps going to Japan, Korea, China. He's never home, so the wife says, what kind of a marriage? You're never home, I want to get. I want to go marry your husband, he's going to be home. She doesn't want a long distance husband. She wants her husband to be here. So he says, sweetie, I'm coming back in a week. Don't worry, I'm coming right back. So she says, that's what you said last year and you didn't come back for a year. You're going to do the same, you're not going to come back, he's never home. So he says, I'll give you a get, I raise a gitech, on the condition that I don't come back within a week, I raise a gitech and go marry whomever you want. So the guy goes away for 3 days and is ready to come back, and then all of a sudden there's an airline strike. And his mama shonos, he can't get back. And the mother says that Min HaTorah, I say, Yesh time to say this with Gita. Since the Kiyum HaTanai, he said, if I don't come back within a week, I raise a Gita. But he didn't come back within a week over here, not out of his own free will. He didn't choose not to come back. He was an honest, he wasn't able to. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, in such a case, there is no Kiyum HaTanai. But the Rabbanon, they changed it in there, right? So the whole Sugi Sugis, that Yesh time to say this with Gita, what's the Din HaTorah, the Rabbanon. But Min HaTorah, the Din is that since the Kiyum HaTanai was done by Yoynes, it's not called the Kiyum HaTanai. So the question is, what about the following case? Let's say the husband says, I raise a gitter. He says, I'm only going away for 1 day. Come back the next day. Going to California, come back the next day. And then she says, Dad, that's what you always say, you go away for a year. Never comes back. So he says, promise he's going to come right back. And he says, gives it a get. He says, I raise a gitter if I don't come back within a week. So he goes away. And then he took care of his business the first day. Then he's fooling around over there. He's wasting his time. So she calls up on the telephone. She said, now what happened? He said, you're coming right back. He promised to come right back. She says, no. But I said, I'll give you a get if I don't come back in a week. I got another couple of days. She calls up the next day. No, you didn't come back yet. I got another 4 days. Next day, I got another 3 days. I got another 2 days. Then the last day, there's a plane strike. The first 5 days, there was no strike. The last day, there's a plane strike. The last day he calls up and he says, what can I do, sweetie? The plane strike, I can't get back. Can't get back. So what's the din in such a case? It's a din. That's an oinus beyond machron. He wasn't honest all along. He did his business in 2 minutes. He just had to do one piece of business. Did his business in 2 minutes. And then he's dilly-dallying over there for 5 days. And the whole time he could have come back. Easy. And then the last day there's an oinus. What's the law of oinus beyond machron? Do you say that whenever the thing, it's the same as over here. The Torah says, Lois is sitting in the men of Abirka. The Avera, here it's an Avera, there it's not an Avera, there it's a Kimakon. Here the Avera of Noisar, Lois is sitting in the men of Abirka, consists of leaving over the Noisar a whole day. So does that mean leaving over the last minute of the day is the Chet of Noisar? Or do you say the non-eating of the Noisar the whole day is the Avera?
You
should encourage someone else to eat it.
It's only off
from the minuim.
What if they made a mistake?
They made a mistake before. The mistake is not. I don't know. Let's say they made a mistake. It comes out that there are too few minuim. Cut it up in 10 pieces, and each guy has another piece. They used to have parquet. They used to cut up the Korban Pesach. It came out that there was very little flesh to every person. There was just barely a kezias. Ram says they had 2 kezias, one kezias at the beginning, one kezias at the end, and the other Hashem held it was only 1 kezias. And then they used to eat other flesh in order to get fuller. They used to eat other courses in the meal. But the Korban Pesach they got very little from. They used to have many people, minuyim, on one land.
It's always after like us, they give
you. Okay, I don't know. What's the din? If you last minute you realize that there are too few people to eat up all the Korban Pesach, what do you do? Are you mochil to stop yourself? And they say, no, it'll be an achila gasam. It's a good child. But let's say it's a case where it's not like that. It's not a nine.
Why is that spionage?
The question was like this, but he wasn't honest before. He could have come back on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
I wasn't allowed to come back.
Right, but if you say that his Kiyum HaTanai is not coming back for the whole week, and the whole week he could have come back, he wasn't an honest on that part. For part of it he was an honest, so what? But he wasn't honest for the rest. So the question is, whenever you have a maisa that consists of a non-maisa, the maisa consists of not doing something, like not eating up the Korban Pesach is the aver over here. So do you say, the last minute when you didn't eat it up, that's the aver. And you say, no, the whole day of not eating up is the aver. So here we interpreted that lechare should be a machlekes, it's Rashi and the Rama. Rashi will be forced into learning pshat that they keep on pestering him. Al-Toysir, 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 you don't know, like Al-Taka, Al-Taka, you don't know which one was the real Avera, which one was the last minute. According to the Rambam, there's no need to say that. And the Rambam will learn that the Avera consists of the whole day's not eating. So that'll happen afkimino also, when they eat ta'inis, b'yom achron. Whether the, in that case, the kima tanai consists of the not coming back the last minute that you, on the last plane out, or the not coming back the whole 7 days, constitutes the kima tanai. So if it, the whole 7 days of not coming back constitutes the kima tanai, einis b'yom achron is not enough. He wasn't honest on the other day, so the kima tanai was not b'yoinis. Hashenikin, if you say the way Rashi says over here, that only whenever you have a maisa that consists of a non-maisa, a lack of a maisa is called a maisa. Here it's called a maisa avera. It's a lav shema maisa. That's the maisa avera. And there, that's the maisa of the kima tanai. They're not coming back for a week. According to Rashi, he said just the last minute's not coming back will be the kima tanai. Like the last minute not eating will be the maisa, the avera of maisa. Then you say, einis b'yom achron, will be a maisa. That's a big machlokes in the pasuk. What's the din? The Aguda Nikzai, so Cheshin quotes the Aguda to whole people. What's the halacha of einis b'yom achron? Is it shmei einis or not shmei einis? For the get, it does make too much of a difference anyway, because with the Rabbanan they changed it in their eyes, and they said that any time the same as the get. But a different case, Tanai and Didi Mamanis, and he was an einis b'yom achron. What's the din? He made a business deal, and he said, if I don't come back within a week, this deal should be valid. And then he planned to come back the whole week, then on the last minute, he was an honest. What's the din in such a case? Okay, what does the Gemara say? That it's a machlekes abiyachon reishlokish, whether hasra safik shmei hasra lav shmei hasra. This machlekes hasra safik is a limited datki to malchus, or does it apply equally to misa? So the Gemara quotes hikazeh, v'chazeh hikazeh, kilo zeh, v'chazeh kilo zeh. No, the din is makal v'imoy, or mekala lo v'imoy, is sky of misa. So you see clearly from the Gemara. The Gemara uses it interchangeably. The shayla of hasra safik by misa and by malchus is the same thing. The Nadi Yehuda claims in the tshuva that the Rambam la'alacha distinguishes. The Rambam says mefurish like Rabbi Yochanan that hasra sofek shmei hasra for malchus, and for misa the Rambam never quotes one way or the other. He doesn't say by hikazeh v'chazeh hikazeh kilozeh v'chazeh kilozeh. The Rambam just doesn't quote. He left out the whole case. Never quotes that case. So the Nadi Yehuda claims that mistimas the Rambam since he left it out. So therefore you can figure out that one. No, he left it out. You don't know one way or the other. The Nadi Yehuda says no. He left it out. You see, it's no good. Hasra Safik is no good. Why? Chilik between Misa and Malkus. Hasra Safik is only good by Malkus, and it's not good by Misa. How would you explain that? Oh, so if you say, the way we mentioned yesterday, the Miri and Sanhedrin, would be okay. If you say you only need Yater Atzmo, le Misa, but for Malkus, you don't need Yater Atzmo. And you can say that the Chisaron of Hasra Safik is a Chisaron, and the Yater Atzmo, that might be the Pshat. The only story is the Lecham Mishnah claims, that the Rambam, Lecham Mishnah Hilchos and Sanhedrin claims, that the Rambam's opinion happens to be that by Malkus, you do need Yater Atzma. So by Malkus, you do need Yater Atzma. You can't say that, Shah. What do you mean the Rambam is the favorite? This Rambam, this is it. The Lecham Mishnah claims that that's one Rambam. There's another Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. The two Rambams that seem to indicate, one is based on this Lecham Mishnah, that the Rambam seems to hold that you do need Yater Atzma or Malkus. And still he holds Hasra Safek, Ishmo Hasra by Malkus. And then there's another Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos that he says, by Shavuot, he says you don't need Yater Atzma. He says Hasra Safek is no good. Even though you don't need Yater Atzma. See, it's not totally different. That's the problem in the Rambam. So that's why the later Achraim say that it's not true what the Nevi Yehuda says. He says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara puts together Misa and Malkus. The Gemara never made any chiluk. Bab Liyan Yerushalmi always put together Misa and Malkus in this Shiloh of Hasra Sof. So that's why the later Acharonim, there's a Sefer HaNivamos in the Horish Ragai. So they have his Horis printed in the back of the Nevi Yehuda. So in the Horis of the Horish Ragai, he says the Nevi Yehuda is wrong. So against the Gemara, if the Raman passes Hasra Sof, Ikshmo Hasra, by Malkus, then it should be the same by Misa as well. So there is another Rambam. Anybody have a Rambam Hilchos Shavuos? Over there, you have a Rambam. Right, it's just that the Chiddush and the Yehuda is not correct. The Yehuda wants to say that the Hasra Safik by Miso is not true. Okay. Big Mar does. He gives that before the Miso does. Big Mar does that. The Rambam has in the beginning of Perikei in Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Aleph and Beis, the following case. Someone mentioned this case yesterday. What if I take a shvuah that I will drink a bottle of soda today? A good shvuah. I take a shvuah. I will not drink any soda today. Good shvuah. Shvuah la habo.